Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
Hebrews chapter 2 verses 14 and 15. Because God's children are human beings, made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could he die, and only by dying could he break the power of death. He set free all who have lived their lives as slaves to the fear of dying. Adolf von Harnack was a prominent theologian who had some doubts about the Gospels, but he still admitted Christ's grave was the birthplace of an indestructible belief that death is vanquished and that there is life eternal. It is useless to cite Plato, useless to point to the Persian religion and the ideas of literature of later Judaism. All that would have perished, but the certainty of the resurrection and of the life eternal which is bound up with the grave in Joseph's garden has not perished, and on the conviction that Jesus lives, we still base those hopes of citizenship in an eternal city which makes our earthly life worth living and tolerable. He delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Well, here's some good news. You don't have to be in bondage to the fear of death. Dr. Simon Greenleaf, a world-renowned authority on legal evidence, shone the searchlight of his immense knowledge on the evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and he revealed every thread of the evidence to the most probing critique. And when he did, he concluded that the evidence was so tremendous that in any unbiased courtroom on earth, it would be proclaimed a historical fact. So what does all this mean for us as believers? Simply this: Christ's resurrection guarantees ours. And that's Vision's Word for Today, When You Die.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.